Chapter 5. Irish Traditions, Holidays and Customs. Irish Dancing. Irish dancing has become well known all over the world through successful shows like River Dance and Lord of the Dance. 60 million people in 68 countries have seen and enjoyed Lord of the Dance. The Irish have got a long tradition of dancing. In the 18th century, dancing masters from Europe arrived in Ireland. They adapted the latest French dance styles to the traditional Irish music. Each dancing master had his own area and travelled from town to town, teaching the dances to the people in that region. Dancing masters often performed for people at fairs, but there wasn't much space, so they kept their arms close to their bodies and often danced on the top of tables. Today, there are many dancing schools in Ireland, and dancers participate in competitions called Fays. St. Patrick's Day. People in Ireland and in many places around the world celebrate St. Patrick's Day on the 17th of March. This is a national holiday in Ireland. People go to church and then return home to eat a meal with their family to celebrate. There are many parades, and people wear green clothes, sometimes with a shamrock on them. There is also an annual festival in Dublin, with many activities for 5 days. As explained, St. Patrick brought Christianity to Ireland and built many churches. The most famous legend about him says he expelled all the snakes from Ireland. The truth is, there never were any snakes in Ireland. The icy waters surrounding the island prevented any snakes from migrating there. The legend is really a metaphor. Snakes often represent evil, and St. Patrick really tried to expel evil from Ireland. Another famous legend about St. Patrick explains the significance of the Irish shamrock. He compared the three leaves united on one plant to the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, united into one godly entity. People in the USA also celebrate St. Patrick's Day because there are many people of Irish origin. They dress in green and drink Guinness. St. Patrick's Day became an official Christian feast day in the early 17th century. Only Catholics celebrated it in those days. Nowadays, people celebrate the day to show their love of Ireland and Irish culture. Wedding customs. Some of the traditions surrounding Irish weddings come from Celtic rituals. In one tradition, the bride and groom hold right hand to right hand and left hand to left hand so their wrists are crossed. The priest then ties a ribbon around their wrists in a figure of eight to show infinity. During the ceremony, the bride and groom both light one big candle, called the Unity Candle, showing how two become one. Very often they use a special wedding ring called a cladog ring. Jewelers in Galway have produced these rings since the 1700s. The ring has got two hands holding a heart with a crown. The hands represent friendship, the heart represents love, and the crown represents fidelity. Halloween. From the 31st of October to the 2nd of November, the Irish are preoccupied with the dead. Halloween is on the 31st of October, All Saints' Day on the 1st of November, and All Souls' Day on the 2nd of November. The custom of dressing up at Halloween comes from the old Celtic tradition of wearing costumes to look like evil spirits. At Halloween, people try to please the spirits so they won't take their souls. The custom of trick-or-treat started in Ireland when children knocked on doors and sang songs or prayed for the souls of the dead in return for food. This tradition was called souling. Today, Halloween is a holiday for fun and dressing up. People decorate their houses with images of ghosts, witches and vampires. Sometimes people put a Halloween tree in their houses. This is similar to a Christmas tree, but it is black and has Halloween images, like spiders or ghosts, instead of coloured balls.